And as we do every Friday morning, whether it be Black Friday or non-Black Friday, at this point at 7:30, we talk to our good friend Dan Klaskins. He is our fantasy football expert. He is you can hear him on Sirius XM Radio, and of course, he has the Get Sports Info podcast. He also serves as writer and ranker for Pro Football Focus Fantasy as well. And kind of get us through this this weekend here. It'll be a significantly fewer games because of the three games yesterday. But how are you doing this morning, Dan?
Better. A little full. Trying to wake up a little bit from a very good turkey day. I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving.
Dad had plenty to eat. Yeah, we're on that tryptophan recovery this morning. So I think we'll be okay, though. Are you a Black Friday guy? I mean, obviously you're at home right now. I mean, are you one of those that goes out in shops and gets all the deals? You stay away from that.
I've already been out to Target today, to be honest. Normally not my thing, but there was a couple things I was looking at. But I woke up so early today, I was wide awake. You know, like, I'm going to go out and buy something here. So, but we got back in time for this. I do most of my shopping online.
Oh, okay.
I just got to stop buying things for myself and focus on my family a little bit here. That's my problem.
There you go. Yeah. You're the modern day shopper now. Well, let's jump a little bit about the about fantasy football. Now, I've got a couple different things I want to bounce around in, but one of the first ones, we saw that Jimmy Graham got the broken thumb for the Packers, but he said intends to try to play through it. I think he went to pre-even practice on Wednesday or Thursday with that broken thumb. You've got that. You've got O.J. Howard, who's out for the season. Gronkowski may be back from injury this weekend, but we don't know. We don't know how effective he'll be. What's the deal with the tight end position, and what can people do? Because now we're heading in that postseason, fantasy postseason playoff time, and guys you relied on are either gone or really hampered.
Oh, my goodness. It has been an absolute train wreck at the position this season, and all these situations you're talking about here, Randy, aren't making it any better. Jimmy Graham, all by himself, is very mind-boggling, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
You take us through the story of the broken thumb. He's going to try to play through it. I'm a little pessimistic that that's actually going to be able to work out for him. I mean, catching a football with a heavy cast, blocking him, I don't know what type of value he's offering there. But fantasy owners are left stuck in this position. Like, do I cut this guy? Do I wait it out? The reality in Graham's case is he just hasn't been that good. I think he's an overrated player at the position. You look at his game logs all season. I mean, he's only scored two of his games, 10 games thus far. He's had one 100-yard day. He's only gone over five catches twice. So he's pretty ordinary to me, and he was drafted pretty high. The position as a whole is going to have to just sort of play matchup plays and hope you can get lucky. I think there's some guys out there that are certainly capable of delivering. Trying to figure out who they are on a weekly basis is very tough. I think George Kittle, he's actually a guy I traded for in a couple leagues.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's just right there up there in that upper echelon. 5 weeks are over. He could be a guy to target in a trade if he's still got a chance.
Another one, too, with this tight end position is the Colts situation. You got Jack Doyle, who still gets more snaps than Eric Ebron, but Ebron's got the 10 touchdowns. I mean, how do you even juggle those two?
It's been very frustrating because, I mean, that's what we do. We make educated guesses based off of things like snaps and routes run and everything in between. And you look at the tight end position, Ebron is a guy that is touchdown or bust, but we've seen his touchdown come in bunches this season. He went without a single target last week after scoring three touchdowns the previous week. And as you mentioned, the snaps just aren't there. He only played 25 of the 62 offensive snaps. It's one of the reasons I got Eric Ebron outside my top 12 this week. I think if you're in a PPR league, you've got Jack Doyle, obviously a better play there right now. But at the end of the day, Andrew Luck is firing on all cylinders right now. So I think there's a lot of guys in that offense that's going to offer some sneaky production down the stretch.
If you're a Carson Wentz owner right now, is it time to panic?
There's no doubt about it. There's a lot of injuries that have taken place there in Philadelphia this season. The good news with Wentz is he does look to be near 100% from his injury. I mean, they ran into a very tough New Orleans team last week. I expect Wentz and that entire Eagles passing game to really bounce back this week in a game against the Giants, a team that they chewed up through the air just a few weeks ago. So, in daily, Wentz is actually a guy, as I often like to target in daily lineups, a player that's coming off a really poor performance that I think has some upside, and I think that's a nice description for him here in Week 12.
You know, kind of found that same line of thought, and this may be more philosophical. I know there's probably no real straight answer for this, but when you've got players that are supposed to be top-level players, like a Carson Wentz, and I'm going to bring up an Aaron Rodgers, that you, they're QB1s, they're guys you got to start, the guy you got to play because of the reputation, but week in and week out, they kind of just don't really give you what you expect out. Maybe even bring up Jimmy Graham, as you said before. Is there a magical formula, a kind of a sense of, you know, when you start kind of cutting bait on basically star players, guys that you expect to do it, but after about, is it 2 weeks of poor performance, three, just take 5 weeks before you kind of say, oh, I just don't think he has it? How long do you wait?
There's really no true answer to that. I mean, I think that's one of the more challenging things in fantasy. And I think most of the people out there that have pretty good fantasy teams with their buys and stuff, whatever, now you have bench players, and the bench, it seems like your bench guys always outscore the ones you make on those tough decisions. And right. It happens all the time. But I think in terms of sticking with your guy, it's a little harder for me to bench, you know, a guy I spent a first or a second round pick than maybe a player that got hot all of a sudden and now they're cooling off. I think that investment. But there comes a time where you just got to cut bait. You can't dwell on the past. I think how you win in fantasy is trying to be better at predicting the future and then not necessarily looking at what the past trends are. But, you know, those trends help us sort of make the guesses. So it's a tough dilemma, and it's one that, you know, sites like the one I work for at Pro Football Focus, those are tools there to help you make those tough decisions. But at the end of the day, they are educated guesses at best.
I know we got a couple more days yet to make this decision, and you maybe have no more insight at this point. But for me personally, for instance, I've got A.J. Green. I guess just a matter of just wait and see Sunday morning. Or if, even if they say yes, do you trust him?
I think today will tell the tale of A.J. Green.
Okay.
I mean, he hasn't practiced since he's gone down in a full capacity, at least. Marvin Lewis has said last week he had a chance of playing. And he didn't warm up in the pregame warm-ups. The Bengals opted to rest him a week ago. But if he practices today, I think he's got a shot to come back. If he's out today, then I would say that they're very doubtful for Sunday. And it is disappointing because he was going pretty good, and this Bengals team, I mean, the defense is just brutal. But before Green went down, this offense was actually pretty fantasy-friendly with Green and Joe Mixon and Tyler Boyd, Andy Dalton even offering some value in some weeks there. But without A.J. Green, all these other pieces have just not really lived it up to the hype. So I think that's, you know, obviously one of those injuries that, yeah, you got A.J. Green, he gets hurt, it hurts your fantasy team, but Tyler Boyd owners are, you know, affected by it just as much because they were riding him pretty high.
Well, and the other thing, too, with an A.J. Green is maybe certain guys of his status, if they say he practices a day and they say he's good to go, do you immediately throw him in, or do you have that cautious, I want to wait and see?
Well, I think for the Bengals and most teams right now, it's more about the team than necessarily the player. I mean, certainly A.J. Green, a franchise player, he is 30 years old, so he's not recovering as quickly. Mm-hmm. But from the Bengals standpoint, I mean, even though they're playing pretty bad football right now and don't very much look like a playoff team, they are very much in the playoff hunt. So it's win or go home. They have two games left against Cleveland, one against the Raiders. Those are three games that, if you do the math, this team's going to have to win. So I think it's a playoff-type scenario for them in week 11, and that could factor into their decisions here in week 12, whether or not to put him out on the field. Even if he's at less than 100%, he could help take that pressure off some of the other pieces in that offense.
All right, let's go out as we do every week. Now run down your starters and sitters, some of your key guys at quarterback, wide receiver, and running back.
Oh, man. You know, it's funny with three games already out of the mix because there were some guys I liked yesterday that, let's just say this, it didn't pan out quite as well. But I'm hoping as we get into the rest of the week here, I mean, Jameis Winston, we got to talk about him. And the Bucs quarterback, I mean, if it was actually the same person all season long without any of these benchings, you were in a league where it was just team quarterback, they're like the fourth best quarterback right now in fantasy. So I talked about last week with Fitzpatrick. I liked the matchup, but I was afraid he could get benched. And the same thing could go said here, but Winston's got the Niners. He's my favorite quarterback play of the week. I definitely also think Kirk Cousins is in for a nice bounce back. They're hosting the Packers in Minnesota. I like the Vikings big there. And Baker Mayfield, if you need a sleeper, a guy to consider. You know, Phil Rivers, I know he had a great game last week. I think the Cardinals are a better passing defense than most realize, so I'm probably scaling back on him. And running back, Gus Edwards is one of the more interesting names of the week, coming out mm-hmm. of nowhere for Alex Collins last week. And now Collins didn't practice yesterday. So if he's out, Gus Edwards, I think he's tied to Lamar Jackson in these special packages, what his fantasy value is. But he could be really sneaky, like Jalen Richard, too. who's going to take on more of a running role there. I'm benching Lamar Miller and the Texans. They got the Titans. That's a Monday night game I expect to be low scoring. And then at receiver, Josh Gordon, I'm ready for him to break out coming out of that bye. I think he's I think the Jets usually play them pretty well, but I don't know. It's more of a hunch than anything. I think the Patriots' passing offense comes out red hot after this bye, and hopefully with Gronk back. And then on the sitting side of things, I can't really play any of the Ravens receivers right now. Lamar Jackson ran the ball 27 times. Mm-hmm. John Brown, Michael Crabtree, Willie Snead. These were like flex wide receiver three options for owners coming into the week, but you know, they can't get it done, and so they're not passing enough. So these guys are bench fodder, and if Jackson keeps a job, they could even be benched. And my sleeper tight end this week, Cameron Brate. You talked about it there, Randy. O.J. Mm-hmm. Howard out for the season with that ankle. Winston likes Brate in the red zone, and without Howard there, I think he could be a top 10 tight end this week. And my bust tight end, as he's been really most of the season, I'm sticking there with Kyle Rudolph. I mean, this guy, he hasn't scored a touchdown since week three. He held to 45 yards or less six straight games, two catches or less in three of his last four contests. I mean, he's not even involved in this passing game. Even though I like Cousins this week, I'm not really digging that or feeling his tight end, Kyle Rudolph.
All right, great stuff as always, Dan. It's Dan Klaskins. He is the host of the Fantastics on Sirius XM. Also, as I said before, the Get Sports Info podcast, writer and ranker for Pro Football Focus Fantasy. Check him out on Twitter. It's at Dan Klaskins, Klasgens. You can get the links to all the things he's doing. It's a lot of good information. Highly recommend that you use that before you go set your lineups, because Dan knows what he's talking about, and we appreciate him being here with us every week.
So I did want to throw one thing out there for the listeners over at Pro Football Focus. As part of our Thanksgiving celebration, they're offering a free trial, three-day trial of that PFF Elite tools and packages.
This is
just for fantasy. They've got all their gambling stuff there. You know, just if you want to look about your team, the PFF Elite package, normally priced at $199 or about $35 a month when you have an annual subscription. This is free all weekend, so check it out, Pro Football Focus.
For today, Saturday, and Sunday, huh?
Yep. For the next 3 days, and I highly recommend it. My articles are always free there on Tuesday. I'm above the paywall, but a lot of really cool tools, the DFS Optimizer, a lot of ways to help you win this week. Let's just put it that way.
And perfect timing, because we're all heading into playoffs right now. We need to get that first round out of the way with a W, so... Excellent opportunity to enhance your chance of winning this weekend. So check it out at Pro Football Focus. Dan, thanks again, as always. We really appreciate it. We'll be talking again next Friday.